T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we'll bring on our guy here. We haven't talked to him since 2019.
Yeah. Bring him on more often.
Brian Geltzeiler. You can see him on NBA TV. You can hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time. The Heat are on the road tonight. I was going to say in the road, and they're on the road. On the road in Indiana tonight. They are third in the East. Pacers are sixth. No Oladipo. Justice Winslow back. Game tips off at 7 p.m. tonight. And here is the aforementioned Brian Geltzeiler. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, boys. How we doing?
Very good. You celebrated a birthday yesterday, too, right?
I did, man. I'm getting old. I'm old as dirt.
Look at you, man. Birthdays, when you start getting up there, they don't matter anymore. Like, you don't want the birthdays to roll around.
It's kind of an excuse to, like, eat bad and do stuff for myself. But beyond that, it's, you know, really just that's it. You know, they kind of come, they go, and the years keep marching on, you know?
A humbling day.
It is a humbling day.
It is. You know, listen, I strained something in my hip the other day, get myself up off the crapper. I mean, age humbles you.
I told a story on the air. We you know, sometimes we're coming back from commercial break, and Crowder will say to Solana, hey, how much time I have to go pee? How much time we have in the break? And Solana go, minute 45, you're fine. And so, you know, Crowder will bolt down there. I'll be back in time for the segment to start. The other day I asked Solana, I go, hey, I got to go pee. How much time? He's like, oh, you're fine. You got a minute and a half. I go, a minute and a half? I'm 50.
You're not fine,
I'm 50,
right? Are you
50
kidding me?
Years old. I, like, the first 45 seconds, I'm just trying to talk it out.
Correct. It's like you're just kind of coaxing it and rooting for it.
Yeah.
And even when it starts to come, a guy like Crowder, at his age, he's got a much better stream than guys like you
God.
And I have. It comes flying out.
Then listen, they don't even call mine a stream anymore. It's more like a...
It's rooting for it.
I'm rooting for it. I'm doing cheers.
You have to encourage it. You do. Yeah, it becomes verbal because it feels like it's there, but it ain't coming.
Yeah, man. Humbling.
That was the perfect word.
Humbling.
I can wait for that.
Well,
that
happy
age.
Birthday, Geltzy. Brian Geltzy.
Thank you, guys.
So we haven't talked to you in a while, and when we had talked to you last, it was probably around the beginning of December. Since we've talked to you, the Heat have kept up this pretty torrid pace that they were on, 17-1 at home. Are you buying them? Like, have you seen enough of the Heat this season to be a buyer, or it's still, hey, a lot of season to go, I'm not ready to buy in yet?
Yeah, it's tough not to buy in right now. Just because it's, first of all, we're at a point where we're getting close to halfway, guys, and the sample size is significant. And they play a brand of basketball that, let's face it, in terms of staying on this pace and then competing in the playoffs, that is sustainable. It really is. And yes, having a centerpiece in Jimmy Butler is an enormous help, and how well-rounded his game is, not only on both sides of the floor, but within what he does offensively for you as a guy that leads and initiates your offense is extremely helpful thing for this team. But the way the young guys have burst onto the scene and done what they've done, I mean, listen, I picked Bam Adebayo as my pick for the most improved player in the league going into the season. He's been all that and more. Now, I don't even know if I'd give it to him now because of what Gilgeous Alexander has done in Oklahoma City, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Adebayo's been incredible, and he's taken it to a different level. None of us anticipated Kendrick Nunn making this type of impact. Tyler Hero has settled into what's an incredibly comfortable role, and these are the types of guys that teams are dying to get their hands on. And let's face it, Duncan Robinson has been just a revelation from the start. But you know what? They've gotten some decent minutes out of Myers Leonard, Olynyk's hanging in there. And as you just said, they get Winslow back tonight. They've been without Winslow a whole bunch. And it's funny because with the trade deadline coming down the pike, you look at where they are in certain situations. Like Goran Dragic is the perfect expiring contract to float out there to somebody if you want to do something and add one of these young players into maybe getting yourself an additional star in this team if there's one available. But with the way he settled into the six-man role, I don't know that you want to upset that apple cart either. So really the momentum of where they've gotten, and it's kind of a tough period of time for this management team to take a look at where they are and say, if we're truly one player away from being able to compete to come out of the East, then our time is a lot sooner than we thought it was going to be, and we do have to look at maybe moving one or two of these young guys to be able to bring that in. That's kind of where the Heat have come. So if I'm having that conversation with you guys, yeah, this is sustainable, and I believe.
And with Spo's eight-man rotation, now night in and night out, Gelsey, he's putting eight in the game. Are there any concerns that come up with that? They're playing well on one side, but the fatigue on the other side, I have to have some concern with.
The thing is, Channing, as you get a guy like Winslow back and you expand it out to nine, I think that Spo is one of these guys that he understands the big picture in terms of coaching 82 in a playoff. I think for right now, this was such a new group when you see what's here. And, you know, Jimmy as a new leader, Nunn as being a guy that's relatively new here. Tyler Hero is a rookie. You know, Robinson I know was there last year, but the roles become very different. Leonard's a new player. When you get in that situation, it's not unlike what the Lakers did. Come out like a house of fire and establish the fact that you're a very difficult team, especially in your own building. And how do you do that as a head coach? You play your good players a lot of minutes. Like, you know, the thing is, hindsight's always 20/20. You can look back and be like, well, if we knew we were going to be 26-10 and we were going to play this well up till now, well, maybe we would have looked to preserve some guys. Well, would you still have been 26-10 if you were looking to preserve some guys? You know what I mean? So I think as you go forward here, you make the next best right move. But I think for the Heat, it was very important in coming off last season to establish yourself as a tough team to play in the Eastern Conference. And to do that, you need your best guys on the floor. So, and plus, you factor in what they've had to deal with injuries in certain spots, with Winslow missing a ton of time, with Dragic missing some time. I mean, these are two key guys to your team that you've had to live without. You started the season without Jimmy Butler for a little while. Like, you've had to kind of get through that. Well, how do you do that? You play your best players.
Brian Geltzeiler is with us. You see him on NBA TV. You have been a very outspoken fan of Eric Spoelstra, and you mentioned him there in your answer. Does this particular season put to bed any notion that Spo can only succeed with the big three? Again, I know we're not at the halfway point yet, but you've been a big fan of his. In the pantheon of NBA head coaches, where is Spo in your mind?
Remains top five to me, guys, and I didn't think he needed this season to put that behind him. I mean, I thought a couple of years back, 30-11 in the last 41 made that a non-issue. I mean, it's the thing about Spo. I always say this about Spo, guys: he never gets too high and he never gets too low. And it's that whole even keel frame of mind, that whole when the poop's hitting the fan, and Eric Spoelstra is as calm as calm could be to be that fulcrum for guys that they can kind of look to for some hope when things don't seem good. And then on the flip side, when things are going great, that guy to ground you and remind you that you're not as good as you feel like you are, and you still need to continue to put the work in and put the time in. That type of thinking is not just big picture 82 game thinking. That's quarter to quarter, play to play type of thinking in terms of how you have to execute. And that's what he brings. And he's a brilliant tactician. And I never bought that in a million years. Listen, guys, I will say this. Think about how many coaches LeBron James has had through the course of his career. The toughest job in sports is coaching LeBron James. People think it's easy. It's not easy because he's never going to come out and tell you exactly what he thinks you should do, but he's evaluating everything you do, and if he doesn't like it, he will be passive-aggressive about it, and he will summer in your locker room. You can ask a lot of different coaches that it didn't work for him under David Blatt, Luke Walton. This is stuff that LeBron does. Eric Spoelstra managed to function really well with LeBron, even when LeBron wanted him out, and he never let that be something that he got in his feelings over. LeBron wanted him out. Pat Riley had his back. As long as he knew Riley had his back, he knew he could stay the course and do what he had to do. Spoelstra manages people as well as any coach in the league. league. Again, excellent tactician, very good with video, and really, really good communicating to players and letting guys understand roles. And it's, you guys know I'm a huge fan. I could wax poetic about the guy forever. I just think he does a fantastic job up and down the line. I think Miami's very lucky to have him, and I don't think they're getting rid of him anytime soon.
And Gelsey, I need you to wax poetic about this damn zone defense. Every time I watch the Heat play, every commentator, they praise Spo running a zone in the NBA. We had Jim Larinaga on last week. He praised Spo for running the zone in the NBA. Why is that so impressive, Gelty, to run a zone in the NBA?
Well, all right. So here's the best way to look at it, Channing. This is why zone is difficult in the NBA. Two reasons. Number one, there's a defensive three-second rule. So what's the most common zone that everybody likes to run from youth basketball up to the highest levels of college? A 2-3, right? And the simplest part of a 2-3 is you're slamming your biggest guy in the middle of that zone, and you got two other guys that, you know, hopefully of decent size that are next to them on the blocks and the wings stretching out to the corners. But here's the thing in the NBA, with a defensive three-second rule, that guy in the middle has to be tracking a man at all times. So you have to be really careful with how you function with that. So it's really not a true 2-3. So when you can get a guy, you need an active big to be able to jump in and out of the middle of that zone. The Heat have accomplished that with Bam Adebayo. And listen, they played a game last week against Philadelphia. It was a very exciting game. They changed that game in the fourth quarter going to zone. The other thing that's hard, that makes zone tough in the NBA, is there's been a premium put on good shooting in the league. And so when you're going to play a 2-3 type of zone, it gets harder to get out on shooters. So that's the other issue that comes into play here. But for the Heat, when you have good, aggressive individual defenders, you know, Butler's a good defender. Kendrick Nunn's a good defensive player. You know, when Winslow gets back, you'll see that out of him. And the other thing is zones can hide weaker defensive players like Goran Dragic. Listen, I'm not the hugest fan of Hero's defense at this point. Not to say it can't get better, but you can hide some of that also. So, listen, I think the way they play zone, and the other thing that was impressive about that Philly win last week was he was going possession, zone, and man to keep Philly totally off rhythm. And that's one of the things, the changing of defenses constantly is a very hard thing to do in the NBA because, you know, players get used to doing things a particular way. When they have to jump from strategy to strategy, sometimes that execution and the mental focus to do that isn't always there. So zone's not an easy thing to execute in the league. We're starting to see a lot more of it. Carlisle playing a whole bunch of it in Dallas right now. I saw Milwaukee get back in a Christmas Day game against Philadelphia, not coincidentally, by the way, going into a 2-3 zone. You're going to start to see more and more of this around the league now. With the advent of athletic bigs has kind of given you that the big that can jump in and out of the paint without getting a defensive 3-second call and track players in the paint much more efficiently than the old school 2-3.
Brian Geltzeiler, you see him on NBA TV. You hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Quickly, before we run out of time, so Sunday night, the Heat disposed of Portland. Two-pronged question here, because you saw Melo had a game-winner last night. Melo, is that an inspired acquisition by Portland? And Portland still on the outside looking in the West. Are they going to make the playoffs?
It's tough. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because I think actually San Antonio is a better team. As much as San Antonio struggled as poorly as they've played, I think they're a better team. Portland made some mistakes in the offseason, and as much as Melo's helping them right now, and they did need a third big-time shot maker, as you saw last night, as much as Melo's helping them, they're a miserable defensive basketball team. And they went and got rid of their two strongest perimeter defenders in Harkless and Aminu, and really didn't bring anybody in to replace them. They thought they were going to play this ultra big approach with Collins and Whiteside with the hope that Nurkic gets back, but you need good perimeter defenders. Lillard and McCollum are not strong individual defenders, and you guys know from having Whiteside down there, and I've talked with you guys about Whiteside, you know, for whatever, however nice the numbers look, this guy's a clear block chaser. He's running around chasing blocks all the time, and it breaks down team defense. So for the Blazers here, unless they do something drastic at the deadline, and I just don't know that move is out there for them, I think this is not going to end well this season for them. I really don't. I'm not, you know, McCollum has not had a good follow-up year to what he was able to do last year. And again, it comes down sometimes to if you can defend. Scheme is great, but if you don't have the appropriate defensive personnel to be able to get out and get after guys on that end of the floor, it's really hard in this league, and I think Portland's got a problem.
Gelty, on this day, 40 years ago, the Intellivision video game system was released.
Oh, God. Crowder doesn't understand
Doesn't understand.
Oh, my God. There was no better video game than in television football.
Oh, my God. The best.
It was the best video game ever, right, Hawk?
Best. Yeah, I mean, for what we used to play with football with that Atari 2600 and the Intellivision football, the screen would scroll every 10 yards. You remember that? Oh.
Yes, like, I did. I did, and you had to roll out on every pass.
Yes,
and throw it to the opposite end of the field to be able to get it by the defensive back.
Yeah, the little overlay on the keypad with the disc on the controller. Oh, I mean heaven! And in television, baseball was pretty damn good too.
It was pretty damn good too, but the football was classic. The football was absolutely classic.
That was the game changer, and I think football came with the console, if I remember correctly. I may be wrong.
It did.
But
it did, and it was fantastic. It really was.
Well, happy birthday yesterday to Geltzy, and happy birthday today to Mattel in television. Brian Geltzeiler, follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. You can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio, watch him on NBA TV as well. Thank you always for making time for us, Geltzy. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, guys. We'll do it again soon. Happy New Year to both. Take care.
There you go. Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA Radio on this very special day, the 40th anniversary of Intellivision. Just makes
smiling,
me smile.
Man.
I'm telling you, this was a game changer.
When did you stop playing video games?
This was, probably around college. In college.
Like what system was your last system?
Like where I was really into it, like buying games myself, Nintendo, the original Nintendo.
The gray box.
The gray box with Tetris.
Because you had to blow out.
Yeah, the cartridge was malfunctioning. Here's how you fix a malfunctioning Nintendo cartridge. Oh, you know what? No, I think I was buying PlayStation games every now and then. I think I'll take that back. The original PlayStation was like CDs. You would put CDs.
Early 90s?
Yeah, I think I was playing that as well. And that was about the end of that. But
I'm gonna do this math, Hawk. This sounded funny.
Well, I was probably married. Like, I was married playing PlayStation.
On.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I make fun of those guys now.
I mean, it was fun. I don't know.
Life, baby. You got a life.
Yeah,
you got
okay.
Children. You got mouths to feed.
I'll go wrestle an alligator with you in the UF lake.
Now you're getting things done.
That sounds like fun. It's a Canes thing. You just wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand.
Video games?
You just don't understand. You don't understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.